Okay.
Ready. Here we go. Mishnah. Hafaras nedarim kol hayom. The law of hafaras nedarim is kol hayom, which means a husband or father hears that his daughter or wife made a neder. The father or the daughter has the ability to be made for the neder for the remainder of the day, the entire day. In this matter, yesh b'davar lahakel lahachmir. And the fact that he has the ability to make neder the entire day until the day is over, there's a kula and a chumra. Ketzad, what does this mean? Nadra b'lila Shabbos. Okay, so koyet hanakal. Tell this mission holds. When we know this thing called biyoyim shamoy. There are two pesukim. There's a pasuk that says biyoyim shamoy, and there is another pasuk that says miyoyim el yoyim. Miyoyim el yoyim and biyoyim shamoy. So the first topic of today's daf is how do we reconcile these two pesukim? The pasuk miyoyim el yoyim is mashma 24 hours. If a woman makes neder at 7 o'clock, if the husband finds out at 7 o'clock, he has until the next day 7 o'clock. That's what's mashma miyoyim el yoyim. We have another pasuk that says biyoyim shamoy, which indicates that the neder he has the ability to make for until the day is over, until the stars come out. So how are you going to reconcile the contradiction in the Torah? When is the zman when the husband or the father, when does the zman of their koyach being made for expire? Does it expire when the stars come out, or does it expire 24 hours later? The pasuk biyoyim shamoy. No, that's exactly what I'm trying to explain. That's a contradiction in the pasuk. The pasuk that says miyoyim el yoyim indicates 24 hours, but the other pasuk that says biyoyim shamoy is mashm until the stars come out. So which one is it? Is it until the stars come out, or is it until the day is over? It's a machloikis tanoim. The tan of this mishnah holds that the zma it expires at the end of the day. So if a woman makes neder and it's 15 minutes before it says sakrichavim, so the husband can be made for, or the father can be made for the next 15 minutes, and that's it. And once the 15 minutes come, it's too late. That is what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hafaras nedarim, hafaras nedarim." When is hafaras nedarim?
I think it will be easy.
Hafaras nedarim is kol hayoyim, according to the Tanakam, until the day is over, until the stars come out.
So another b'leil of Shabbos,
the mele yeish b'davar lahakel lahachmir ketzad. Another b'leil of Shabbos. Let's just make that a Friday night. So now you have the maximum amount of time. You have it all the way until mitzvah Shabbos. That's going to be a tremendous kula.
Yeish b'leil of Shabbos.
You have another b'leil of Shabbos, which means when Friday night. Yofer b'leil of Shabbos. So the husband can be made for the entire
the next
Friday
morning.
Night. Uviyom at Shabbos by day. Yismach moish b'man aschelkoi.
One second, if it's by night, it's all night until the next morning.
And the next morning? Yes, and the whole afternoon until the next night.
Oh, so you're talking about 24 hours.
Why? Because she made the neder right after lichsen. She makes the neder right after tzeis hakochav. She therefore the husband now has 24 hours.
So this mandav is going according to the 24 hours.
This mission is going like the mandav that says that this man expires when it's tzeis hakochavim. The husband finds out about neder, let's say for argument's sake, immediately. How long does he have power to be made for? According to the time of this mission, until the end of the calendar day, when the stars come out.
And the Yom Shabbos at Shetashim. Okay.
So if she makes neder b'lil Shabbos,
so how do you reconcile the stira?
The Gemara is going to answer the kasha.
Okay.
B'lil Shabbos, you offer b'lil Shabbos Yom Shabbos at Shetashim.
Let's
say she makes neder im chashach, which makes it shalashin time. She makes the neder.
That's what it means.
Yes, right before it gets dark. Right before it gets dark. Im chashech, which means shortly before the day is over, before it says hakachavim, then neder im chashech made for shloi techshach. So he only can be made for until it gets dark, until the end of shalosh shittis, and that means he has a very short window of opportunity.
Shem
chashchav loy hafer any yochel hafer. Tanya, good. Tanya on the brayso. First neder im today is machloigis. Kol Hayoim. That's exactly Tanakama. What it says over here, the Tanakama is the sheet of the Mishnah. The expiration of Hafara ends with the end of the day. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lozza, Rabbi Shimon Amar. This is called the Zug. We have to remember that there are two people over here, Rabbi Yossi and there's Rabbi Lozza, Rabbi Shimon. This is called the Zug.
Famous Rabbi Lozza, Rabbi Shimon Yehoi, yeah.
Okay, well, there's a different zug. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shabbat, Rabbi Rash, right? The Rashbi's son.
Amri.
And Rabbi Yosi. But these two people, the Gemara is going to refer to these two people as the zug. This is the zug. They are a team. Like me and you. Like me and
Amri, they say mass less.
This is the zug. They say the Zman expires when? May ace, lace,
they argue with the Chachamim.
My time of the Tanakhama, what's the Lomdis of the Tanakhama that the Zman expires with Tzeis? Yeah, what's the Makar? Yeah. What's the Makar of Tanakhama, right? My time of Amakra, it says was B'yom Shamay. It says B'yom Shamay with the day that you have the calendar day.
But Rabbanim,
my time,
it says
Rabbanim,
he's referring to this.
The Tanakhama, the Rabbanim is the Mishnah, the Ganser Mishnah, and the Tanakhama about the Zug. The whole Mishnah.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Slowly. My time is the Tanakhama.
Tanakhama is the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yosi, the beginning of the Gemara. Tanya. Tanya. Hafar as the Dadim. Kol Hayoim. Period. Kol Hayoim is a Shita. Kol Hayoim is the same Shita as it is the Mishnah. The whole Mishnah is the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama is the
Brahma. That's why he referred to Tanakhama. Why? Because it says B'yom Shamay.
Right.
Rabbanon?
That's the Rabbanon.
No!
Omar Kol
Hayoim. You're confusing me again. Tanakhama is the Mishnah and Rabbanon are Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon.
You're right.
I'm sorry for my outburst because
you're right. You're right. You're correct. Devarim shamarti. Tosen biyod. Okay, the Rabban here is the zug.
I apologize.
The Rabban
on
the
zug.
No, it's okay. You are angry. Rischo de raisa.
Rabban might to my.
Rischo de toiras is rosach bei. We want to welcome to the base medrash, Rabbi Shlomo Rabinowitz. Welcome to the Bet Midrash. Now we come to. We saw Rabbi Shol Zevlobel. We saw the video that you sent. Rabbanon, his eyes were popping out. Fine. Rabbanon. You couldn't get a Yiddish in England, though. Fine. Rabbanon. Daf Ayin Vav. Ayin Vav on the base. Okay, Rabbanon. Rabbanon means the Zug. Who's the Zug? The Zug is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. What do they say? They say it's 24 hours. What's the Makar for 24 hours? The answer is, my time I look at Miyoim El Yoim. Yeah, Miyoim El Yoim. Practically, Gemara. So now we have two Makaris. Miyoim Shomoy is Mashma until the day ends, and Miyoim El Yoim is Mashma 24 hours. So now the question is, what is each opinion going to do with the Makar of the other opinion? How will the Zug deal with the Pasuk Miyoim Shomoy? And how will the Tanakhama deal with Pasuk Miyoim? Classic Gemara.
Yeah.
This is like as classic as it gets.
Tanakhama.
So therefore, Rabbanon, my time with Tanakhama, Hoksim Miyoim Miyoim. Itzrich. No, we need that for a very important drasha. What do we need for? The E Miyoim Shemoy Havamina Miyimama in Belelelo. If it only said Miyoim Shemoy, I may be misled to believe you only can be made for dinner during daylight hours.
Ah.
But once the sun sets at night, there's nothing afara. That like Hoksim Miyoim Miyoim.
Therefore, it says Miyoim El Yoim.
Oh,
let
that's
us
why
know.
That you can be made for
even,
even night, from day until day, from the moment you have Ad. It means go through the whole night. You can go through the entire night. Miyoim. If it only said Miyoim Shamoy, Miyoim is Mashma daylight hours.
Right.
Now that it says Miyoim El Yoim, from this moment until the next El. So that's coming to indicate...
Not 24 hours.
Right, it's not 24 hours, but the repetition. You're saying a good point, I'm clever, but the repetition, the fact that it says Miyoim, El Yoim...
The El Yoim comes tomorrow, but the night.
Right.
But it says Yoim, it doesn't say Lila.
So maybe what it means, Yoim means the calendar. They sometimes when it says the word Yoim in the Torah, it means daylight hours. And sometimes when it says the word Yoim, it means calendar day. So I'm assuming now that because there's another pasuk that says Miyoim El Yoim means in the situation where the woman made a neder in the beginning of the night, Yutaka didn't have 24 hours. And that Hechatimsa.
No, you don't have 24 hours.
If she made the neder in the beginning at night.
So you wait until sunrise, whatever.
You have the whole day until the next.
No.
According to the Tanakhama, Biyoim Shamoy. Biyoim Shamoy means halacha that if she, the Mishnah said beferish, yeish b'dav halacha l'hachmer. If she made the neder at night, then the husband finds out about it at night, can be made for the neder for 24 hours.
No, so, that they don't. It's the other ones that hold me as less.
The Mish we
the
learned.
The Tanakhama only learns.
No, we learned.
Make it by night until morning. We learned
in the Mishnah Yesh Bidover Lahokel Ulahachmer. If she made the neder at night, then the window of opportunity to be made for is 24 hours. If she made the neder during Shalashuddis, then the window to be made for is only 5 minutes.
If you made it
minutes.
By night, then you have for B'leil Shabbos, the Jap.
The husband can be made for it at night, and can be made for it by day, and in the afternoon until Tzeisak
Echavim. And that's who holds that?
The Rabbanon hold that.
The Tanakhama.
Tanakhama, so and the Mishnah.
And Rav Yoitz and Rav Lazar, what do they hold?
No, they hold it's a standard, one size fits all 24 hours. 24 hours.
Meaning?
Lenafkamina, let's say she made the neder in the late
afternoon. No, let's say she made it in the morning. At night, I'm sorry. Leil Shabbos.
Then there's no nafkamina. If she made it at night, everyone agrees she has 24 hours. Because she made it at night, you have the whole calendar
the
day.
The day starts from night. And then
right. Yeah. The nafkamina is where she makes the neder in the late afternoon. Yeah. If you hold the drasha b'yom shamay, the husband only has a few minutes to be made for the neder.
Oh, until the day is up.
Right. But if you learn like the Zug, like the Rabbanon, who hold that you have to me'im and me'yoim adyom, you have 24 hours. No matter what, no matter what.
So therefore, let's go back.
If it happens in the night, you still only have 24 hours till the middle of the night, the next day.
Exactly. According to who? According to the Rabbanon, the Zug. And according to the Tanakhama, you have until the end of the halachic calendar day.
That's called the Lahakel when you have more time?
Lahakel is when there's more time. Correct. Correct. And Lahachmer is when there's less time.
Why do they use such words, Lahakel Lahachmer?
Why? Because we have a limited vocabulary in the Mishnah, and we have to find words that we're familiar with. That's the reason why. What?
Rabbis Olamayet.
Okay, so let's chaz in the Mishnah. I see no one understood a word that I said. That's okay.
Oh, I understand.
That's okay. But it's okay, let's chaz in the Mishnah. Let's go back.
Well.
Let us go back and review. It's always good to review.
Me. Long
what? Okay, we want to welcome to the base manager, Mr. Rappaport.
Welcome. What? Good evening, Rabbi. Good evening.
I involve on the base.
I involve on the base. 76BA.
76B1.
B1. Sorry, B1. Sounds like you have a chvesnes bus.
Okay,
let's review the Mishnah very quickly. It's chaz the Mishnah. Nochmo. The Mishnah is following the Shita of the Tanakhama, which means you have until the end of the calendar day to be Mayfair. Aforas Nedarim is when Kol Hayom. Kol Hayom means until the end of the calendar day. Memela, Yesh Bedover, Lehokel, Ulahachmir. Ketzad, give me an example. Nadr Beleli Shabbos. Let's say a man's wife or a father's daughter.
Why is it pick Shabbos? The Gemara will say, right?
Why does it pick Shabbos? Oh, yes, because the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion about if a woman makes a neder on Shabbos, are you allowed to be Mayfair on Shabbos? Are you allowed to be Mayfair a neder on Shabbos Kodesh? So if you hold like the Tanakhama,
the Isser
is Maisa Bezdin. It's a good yes, a good question. Tikkun, is it called a tikkun money? You're being masaking something. Is it called? You might come to write something down.
You're really not being masaking anything here.
The person, you're being masaking the person because the person is restricted. Okay, yes, a good question. We have to see the more. We have to see the what would be the isser. Maybe the isser would be it's like a maisa bezin. You generally do not engage in activities that you go to
what's
a bezin for.
It's sufficient the husband. Or the father.
No, that's another machlekes. Because there's another machlekes. What exactly do you need to release yourself from a neder? A woman who's married and a child. Can a father make a shliach to be mefer? Good question. I don't know. I never thought about that. I don't know. Maybe it's a Perush Gemara somewhere. It's a Mishnah. I don't know. Probably a Mishnah or Gemara. Can you make a shliach to be matzah?
And what about a husband making a shliach?
I think you can. I believe you can. How do you know? Because on Erev Rosh Hashanah, there is a minog by some people where the husband says, I'm being made for my nedarim, not just for me, but for my wife and family as well. There is such a custom.
Yeah.
You don't see this by the Hamish Olam. You don't see this being done.
Hataris nedarim and Hafaris nedarim.
Oh, so you want to be mechalek between a shlichus between Hafara and Hatara. I don't know.
What's the difference between Hafara and Hatara?
Hafara, you go forward. Hatara is retroactive.
And the Torah is best.
No, just the other way, all the way around. Oh, I'm all mixed up. Okay, we'll see the Gemara. The Gemara discusses all these things.
No, that's correct. Hafar is Mikan Lahabo.
And our Torah, there's a Gemara. We had this Gemara a few days ago.
You find the Pesach, and you go back, and you say, never was.
That's called Hafarah. That's called Hafarah.
Hafarah is Mikan Lahabo.
And the Torah means
retroactively. Are you sure? I don't remember. This is the Ferish Gemara. We had this Gemara a few days ago. Time to review.
Hafarah means it goes forward.
You sure about that?
No.
We translate the word Hatara as Hafarah as annulment. And in English, annulment means retroactively.
Right.
And Hatara means to be released. But maybe you're right. That's just because the translation doesn't mean anything.
Can we find the Pesach and say, had you known at the time, you would have never made the Neder? And he said, it's Mutalach.
Retroactively? Okay, could be.
Never was a Neder.
It's the Beferish of Gemara. I'm telling you. So it's the Beferish of Mishnah. I just don't remember what it says. Okay, you have to know the Mishnah spell pair. Don't be like me. You should know the Mishnais on your fingertips before you dear give a shear.
Nay.
You don't know the Mishnais, you should have no business giving a
Nay.
Shear.
Nay.
You hear that?
Let's see what comes
Vital.
Up.
Why are you giving a shear if you have no business giving a shear?
Nay.
Because you have no business.
Ooh.
Nay.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. I'm such a delicate person.
You're
insulting such a delicate person.
No, it's getting late.
I'm not
going
to be able to
Vita.
Sleep the whole night. Vital.
Getting late, we'll have to go
until
the end of the day.
So, Nachem Ol the Mishnah. Fod Asna Gadim Kol Yom Yesh B'Devil Lachem. Let's say the woman makes net at night, Friday evening. You're asking why does it say Shabbos? You're going to see in a few moments why it says Shabbos. That's the whole Gemara. Yofer B'Leili. So therefore, the husband now has a very long window of opportunity.
Yeah,
because since she made the
net
at Friday night, she has until Mitzvah Shabbos. So, Yofer B'Leili Shabbos. Uvi Yom HaShabbos. Asha Techshach. That's a kula. But let's say Nadra im Chashech. Let's say she made the neder a few moments before Tzei Sakachavim during Shalosh Shudas. During Shalosh Shudas, but right before we get stuck, so the husband has a very short window to be Beifer. Be Beifer until it gets dark.
When you said Im Chashech, why can't you say it's referring to Erev Shabbos as well?
No, Im Chashech in this context, no. That's not what it means. Im Chashech in this context means
right,
a moment
right,
before
right.
Shabbos. Im Chashecha,
not
Im Chashecha, Mefer ad Shaloi Techshach, until it gets dark, Shem Choshcha.
Why can you say this? It's referring to Erev Shabbos also? Erev Shabbos, yes, until Shabbos, until nightfall. Makes it Erev Shabbos?
No, but
it's
not what
thing.
It means in this context. In this context, it looks clear.
Oh, because it's talking about Shabbos. Because it's talking about Shabbos.
We come to Mach, we have a very short window. Not Im Chashecha, Mefer ad Shaloi Techshach, Shem Techshcha, Lovloi Hafala, In Yochalafer. Tanya on the Brisa, Hafar has the Ram Kol Yom, the entire day. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru Me'ei. Slash Therefore, when it says in the beginning of the Brisa, that's going like the Mishnah. What it says here in the beginning of the Brisa,
regardless,
is exactly what
where
it
you
says.
Up to, always 24
right.
hours.
Hafar has the Kol Yom is the entire day, which means till the end of the day. Until the no, Kol Hayom. Tanakama says.
No, I'm talking about the Rabbanim now.
It's like the Mishnah.
Right.
It's like the
then we come to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru Me'ei. Slash Therefore, 24 hours, a whole new shita. A whole new shita. 20. It's a standard flat 24-hour period of time.
Regardless of where you are.
No matter what, time they make it at 3 o'clock in the morning, you have until the next 3 o'clock. Now, my time with Rabbi Tanakh, why does Tanakh say the calendar day until the end of the calendar day? Omar Kra, B'yoim Shamoy. B'yoim Shamoy means until the end of the calendar day. What's the reason of the Rabbanim? Why do they say they have 24 hours? D'chsiv, M'yoim El Yoim. From day until day. Which is mashma 24 hours. Start fracking on what does each opinion do with the other one's pasuk? Ul tanakama hawk siv miyoyim el yoyim. So he holds on to the biyom shamoy. What then does he do with the pasuk miyoyim el yoyim? Itzterich. I need it for another drasha. The e biyom shamoy have a mean. I would say biyom am in the lily love. It's biyom shamoy. I would think halacha is biyom. The word biyom is teaching you that you have until the end of the calendar day, but only during the day. Only during day. Maybe means you have until the end of the calendar day. But let's say she made a neder at night. So even though you have time, but you cannot be mayfair the neder in the dark at night. You have to only be made for the neder during the morning hours, sunlight hours.
That's we
would have been misled. To make that assumption if it only said biyom shama. Biyom means
daylight. I would have thought that night, nay.
Now you can't. At night, you can't. So therefore, we need the pasuk miyoyim el yoyim, miyoyim el moyim, and we're going to make. I'm telling you a pshat in the Gemara, which means we're going to darsh and miyoyim el yoyim, referring to a specific case where
I would thought only by day you can make
daylight hours. Can you be made for a neder in the middle of the night? It's a ma'aseh bezdin. can be made for Ned Bezin is only operates during daylight hours. Yeah. This is a halacha. Yeah. You only
so bezin. That means if you made a Ned by night, I would have thought you cannot be made.
You have to wait until the morning.
Yeah, okay.
Kamash Malon, we have another post that says Miyoim El Yoim. Miyoim El Yoim. We're going to make it, even though when you only have until the end of the calendar day. But we're going to make a drasha that this specific pasuk is referring to a situation where the woman made the neder in the beginning of the night. It says Hakoy Chavin.
Can I ask a stupid question?
No, now you cannot ask because none of your questions are. You can. That word is illegal.
What if you're in a place where, like Alaska, where you're asking a place where, or the top, where the day there is no such. I think you could have a daylight that goes.
Okay, that's a general question. That's a general question. You could ask that. Call Tarkin Kula. We cannot discuss it. That's a whole different topic of discussion.
That's why I told you it was a stupid question.
No, it's not. Okay, that's a question that nogeh everything. Shabbos, Sfira Sa'omer. This nogeh everything. Let's discuss just for a regular case. So it says Miyoim El Yoim. Miyoim El means we're going to assume now the pasuk is referring to a case where the person made the neder at night. The woman made the neder at night, and the pasuk says that the husband can be made for the neder Miyoim El Yoim. The word, this expression Miyoim El Yoim, has a flavor that there's a continuous period of time where the husband can be made for the neder, including the dark, the hours where there is no
sunlight. How is the extra L time?
L, from this moment in time, from this calendar day until the next calendar day. Miyoim El Yom is an expression. Don't take it literally. It's an expression which means the entire calendar day. Every single moment, every single second is an opportunity to be made for the neder. Miyoim El Yoim. From this calendar day to the next calendar day. Every moment. So let it just say Miyoim El Yoim. Right? Your kash. Shlomi's question is if this pasuk, Miyoim El Yoim, is such a geshmaka pasuk that's telling you that you can do it even in the middle of the night. So why then do we need the pasuk Biyoim Shamoy?
Yeah.
So the answer is because if you only had the pasuk Miyoim El Yom, you would make a mistake that you can that he has 24 hours, and that is not true. You don't have 24 hours.
So you need both.
You only have until the end of the calendar day. If the woman happened to make the ned at the very first moment after Tzeis Hakachavim, Taka, she has 24 hours.
Let me see if I understand this correctly. Miyoim El Yom means any part of the calendar day, the morning, or and that could always be made for her.
Exactly. Even Ben Ashmashas.
Okay, next.
Every single moment. But if you only have the pasuk Miyoim El Yom, you would make a mistake and think that means 24 hours. And that's sheker. You only have until the end of the calendar day. So you need the combination of both of these pasukim.
What does it say first? Miyoim Shamai? That says first before.
On the side of the Gemara, Oiz Beis, it says the pasuk. It's in the pasuk, one pasuk. It says Miyoim Yom first.
What? Yeah,
it says Miyoim El Yom first. It's called the Nechay. It's called Sonecha Shosh Alecha Ayim Hashem. It says the beginning of the pasuk Miyoim El Yom, and it says at the end of the pasuk Miyoim Shamayim. Okay, let's go weiter. It's the same pasuk. On the side of the beginning of the pasuk, it says Miyoim El Yom. At the end of the pasuk,
I don't see the beginning of the pasuk.
On the side of the Gemara, it says in Hachareish Yachareish Lo Isha Miyoim El Yom. Don't you see?
I got it.
Okay, now. So this is the sheet of the Tanakhama. We have two psukim, one pasuk Miyoim El Yom, one pasuk Miyoim Shamayim. The combination of these two psukim together teaches us this yisoid.
You know what's a pella? According to this drash, the reason I asked you, there's a reason why I asked. Because l'chayra, according to Tanakhama, it should have said first Miyoim Shamayim, Miyoim Shamayim. And later, Yom, but even at night. Not the other way around.
Okay, he's a London over here. You can't.
No, that's the reason why I'm
saying Lam Shavart.
I'm trying to understand.
Okay, you're saying good. You're saying good. You have to write a sefer.
The next.
It's going to be a bestseller.
Lamanda, that's according
even to. Even Mr. Rappaport's going to buy it. And I can see now Ron Goldberg is going to pick. Is going to go and he's going to say, "You see the sefer? You know who wrote this? The Chassid. The Chassid. The Chassid wrote. He always calls you the Chassid."
Next,
Rabbanan. We're only going to sell during the daytime, daylight hours. You got him to laugh. It's very, you did a mitzvah. You got him to laugh hard. Vaita. Well, Tanakama Haksif. Now the Gemara goes the other way around. According to Tanakama, I'm sorry. Okay, now the other way around. Ulamanda Omar. What about according to the Mandama that says, according to the Zug? The Zug, the Rabbanu, who other than they hold it, it's 24 hours. The Zug goes, what do they do with the pasuk that says, B'yom Shamoi?
The Tanakh that says only when the...
We're up to the next Amanda Yomar. We're up to the last word in the line. The last expression. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. The last word in the line. Ulamanda Omar.
Yeah, I have it.
Now, Ulamanda Omar Miyom El Yoyim. That's the Zug. The Zug Shel Rabbanon, who say 24 hours. So what do they do with the pasuk that says B'yom Shamoy?
Right.
So the Ulman B'yom Ha'amim B'yom Ha'akse B'yom Shamoy. And the Gemara answers, it's the Rech. The E-Kos of B'yom Ha'amim Ha'av Ha'amina Mechad B'Shabba L'Chad B'Shabba. You know what? When this B'yom Ha'amim, you know what I might make a mistake to that means? 7 days. Malei Shavu Azois. 7 days. From Sunday to Sunday, from Monday to Monday, when
whichever
it says,
day it has to be.
Miyoyim el yoyim.
How do you figure out? How do you figure?
It says in the pasuk, miyoyim el yoyim, from day to day.
How do you get
Shavua?
From the day of the week, from Tuesday to Tuesday. Miyoyim. What is a yoyim?
Why would one think that?
That's what the Gemara says. The word miyoyim.
But it needs more hasbro. What?
Oh, okay, Alamdin. Alamdin. This is just tafyomi here. We just learn we translate the words. Miyoyim el yoyim, we think it means from the calendar day of the week, a Monday to Monday, Tuesday to Tuesday,
that's
Wednesday
what
to Wednesday.
Maybe
it means a chodesh. Oh, yes, in your maybe it means a chodesh.
It's a day like that.
Kamayu. So Shlomo yes, a kasha. Maybe it means a month, the third day of the month, to the third day of the month. Oh, Lomisha answer.
What? I'm sorry.
Rashi. Let's see Hilga Rashi. Rashi, B'yom Amina, B'mashma, B'chad, B'shab, B'chad, B'chad, B'dohoch, B'mashma, B'yom Elyoyim, Shekamohu. Da'aynu, Shavua, Sholem. Why Shlomi said, Kamohu, a month? Why can you go say, the third of the month, the third of the month? Why not? Zelbazach? Kamohu, da'aynu, Shavua, Sholem. How does Rashi know that? That's not an explanation, that's just a statement. Da'aynu, he says, Shekamohu. Tahainu Shavua Sholem. So say a Chodesh Sholem. You have a month, maybe a year, from the 15th day of the year to the 15th day of the year.
By the way, Ma'ad Vad Leib Klal. It makes it Tuesday, it's till Tuesday.
Oh, that's another one, Mr. Shiloh.
No.
In
the otherwise, it's 8 days.
Maybe
doesn't
means
make
that.
Sense.
Okay, so in Echnami.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Maybe
I hear what you're saying.
Maybe it's including the following Tuesday.
Maybe Miyoyim El Yoyim does not mean 24 hours. Maybe you can argue that it means from week to week. Okay, let's go weiter.
Yeah,
that's
next.
Why you need Biyoyim Shamoy.
So how
it means the same day.
Very interesting. This okay.
The same day Biyoyim Shamoy is coming to limit it to 24 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours. Therefore, Lechav 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 Lechav. Okay, so we have a beautiful machlokes. We only came to learn this. Dayenu. We learned over here machlokes between the Tanakama and the Zug.
Not so fast.
Okay, machlokes. Never forget. This guy here will never. He never forgets anything. This guy. He will remember this forever.
Vita. Omrav Shimon Pazim.
Jokes 10 years later. Okay. Miyoyim. You should have a memory like him. Miyoyim El Yoyim and Miyoyim Shamoy.
Forgot. He used to have a memory like.
I tell you, he tells me things from 10 years ago. He tells me.
Omrav Shimon Pazim.
Do you remember this? How do you remember this? Little details. Vita. Weiter. Omar, Rebbe Shimon, new Gemara. Omar Shimon Pazim, Rebbe Shimon Levi. Ein halachos hazug. Oh, We don't pass like Oysa Zug. Arois in the base medrash. We pass in the calendar day. Tanakama. Cows. Therefore, I know, I always find this very important. Whenever we learn the Gemara, people who talk about Hilchos Nedarim, when you're learning Masech the Brachos, Masech the Shabbos, or Masech the Vakama, and you talk about it being made for the Neder on that day, they always tell me 24 hours. And I always tell them back, what are you talking about? It's Machlokes. And the halach is calendar day. And they all look at me like, what? What are you talking about? I'm right. The halach is like the Tanakhama. A husband, a father, is made, stam, is made for the ned until the end of the calendar day. That's the Mishnah. And the only one that says fakir is a braisa. It's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says until the end of the calendar day. The Gemara presents a braisa that says it means 24 hours. And the Gemara rejects the braisa. And the Gemara says the halach is not like the zug, it's like the Tanakama, that a husband and a father may have lived until the end of the calendar day.
Like the Mishnah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not 24 hours.
Correct.
So how come if you will stop a person...
By the way, who's the Tanakama? Who's this Tanakama?
A mayor. Stam Mishnah or mayor.
No, it says Kacherim when it says Acherim.
Stam Mishnah is Acherim? Who's Acherim?
It's Rameh. You didn't know that? The end of Arius.
So Stam Mishnah is who?
Stam, that's a good question.
Rav Meir, Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. And Rav Meir is called Acherim.
Yeah.
Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. Yes. Yes. You look at that book, I'm telling you, you should memorize that book. And that's all
we want. Why did Rav Yehuda Hanasi, why did he do it in such a way? Why like Rav
Meir? Why? Because Rav Meir was only a Yochid, and he wanted to give him the Koyach of the Rabbim. So therefore, if you don't say his name, automatically it's assumed that it has the status of a Rabbim.
You mean Rav Meir was always a Yochid in
all over? He's a Yochid. He's a Yochid. In order to give him the status of a Ram, you don't mention his name.
By the way, here's a trivia question. What was again another name?
I don't know
that. You didn't know
I don't know.
Rameh was his nickname.
Naharoi.
Right. That was his real name?
Naharoi.
I think they called him Rameh. Yeah.
Naharoi.
Maybe the other way around.
Right. Naharoi was his real name. You're right. You see, yeah. This guy knows everything. Right. No, that was a different person.
No, who
Rameh
says?
Rameh Balanes is not the same person.
Who says?
It says in that book.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
He wasn't, it's not the famous Rameh, the Talmud of Lishman Levoya? Talmud of Acher?
I think he's a different person. Rameh Balanes is a different person, different Rameh.
Let's check out.
Maybe I'm wrong. I've always
I'm
been
not
wrong.
Aware of that.
I'll okay. Be able to say, Tvarim Shemarati, Tosei Vyon.
Ni.
You check Levi it out.
Levi
Savar. Vaita. So, Omar, Shemarim Shemarim, fine. Now. Levi wanted to do, he wanted so much to paskin 24 hours. And what happened?
No, one second. Levi Sava Lemevad.
Kahani Tanoi. Levi wanted to pass like the Tanaim. Omole Rav. Rav said, Hoch Yom Chavivi. Chavivi, who's Chavivi? Chavivi is. Yeah, you're
the
right.
Uncle of
right.
Rav, it says here.
Chia. Ein halacha ke oisa hazug. Zug also means like a watch.
No, zug means a pair.
The halacha does not follow that pair. Why not? Because not everyone has a watch to tell time. Ein halacha oisa hazug. We don't pass until the end of the calendar day. That's it. Zehu. Okay, now, the Gemara now goes off on a tangent.
Why was Rav Chiya called Chavivi?
Because he was precious. He was beloved. Beloved. He was a good person. Not everyone is such a nice person. There's
so
many
so Rav Chiya said to his nephew.
Correct.
In essence, yeah.
Don't
okay.
Pass an in lochos azug. Okay, now we go off on it. Now the next line has nothing to do with this Gemara.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
You can mamish. This is a naya sugya. A naya, as our Rashiva Shulim and Shlita says, a naya unfang, mitin udrinin.
Nee.
The sugya. Chiya. Chiya. Let's go. So, Chia, Mr. Rapport, you're falling asleep on us. You're going to miss all the jokes. Weiter. Chia bar Rav Shadi Giro Ubadik. He went for target practice. And Ubadik, and he examined the net.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Chia bar Rav Shadi, he threw, he cast. Gira, an arrow. He was shooting arrows, bows and arrows. Parsha Shavua. I should have kachti last week with Chayru v'kashti. Ubadik, and while he was shooting arrows, he was being matir neder. If they wrote the Gemara in today, they would say he was texting while he was being matir neder. That's what they would write today. He was surfing the web while he's in other words, what is the yisod? The yisod over here is this opens up a big, major sugya. How are you matir an eder? There are two ways you matir. Either you have a charoto, or a pesach. What is charoto? Charoto is the easiest thing in the world. You just say to a person, sir, do you have charoto? Yes, I have regret. I have remorse. I'm sorry. I have regret. I have regret. That's very easy. Okay. Mutalach. No reasons. Had I known, no reasons. You just say, you have charata? You regret? Kusundet. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. What is hatara? Oh, hatara means, what is hatara? I'm sorry. What is a pesach? Pesach means, regret's not going to get you anything. If you want to be released from your neder, you have to say, had I known.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I never thought about
it. Retroactively, you're right.
So therefore, when you come to use a Pesach, the Dayan has to sit down, put away the smartphone, and apply his full concentration, a full concentration to understand as to figure out a solution. Had you known A, B, C, D, E, F, G, then you would not have done X, L, M, Y, O, Z. You would not have done this. You have to apply your full concentration. But charata, you don't need. Over here, he's coming to teach you a chiddush. A woman who makes a neder, and he comes, and not a woman, a regular neder, you don't need to have a Pesach. You can be matir neder with just charata alone. And therefore, the dayan does not need to apply full concentration to release the person from his vow.
When?
When he's matir the neder.
Right.
So chia bar rav, shade gira, he was shooting arrows. In other words, he was not concentrating. When you shoot an arrow, you have to concentrate. You don't want to kill someone by mistake. You don't want to aim with the... Remember Dick Cheney? He once shot his friend. He was shooting birds. Yeah. He ended up shooting a person. Yeah. When you shoot... I don't know. Okay, he's still alive?
Right.
What happened to Dick Cheney? What happened to his daughter? She really went off the... She really went off the deep end. What? So a person matter neder. So he said he was shooting arrows. When you shoot an arrow, you're concentrating. If you're concentrating on shooting the arrow, you don't have the ability to concentrate on the person who's coming to be matter the neder. How could he not give him his full unadulterated attention? Answer, because you don't need a Pesach to be matter a neder. All you need is charata, and charata does not require concentration. You have charata, yeah, good, matter the neder. But Rabbi Rav Huna, Yosef v'koim, he would stand up, sit down. In other words, he was up and down. He was not giving a full concentration. If you're giving a full concentration, you have to sit. Another ma'isa, Rabbi Rav Huna, Yosef v'koim. Let's look at the Rashi. That this piece of these two lines are going to have nothing to do with the previous Gemara. Okay, it was just, this is a nice sugya that was thrown in over here. Agav Gerora, the Rav, Maisi Hachacha, the Chia, by Rav. Once we mentioned before Rav and Chia, called him Chavivi. Chavivi is, so once we mentioned one member, so we mentioned another member, which really has nothing with each other. Agav Gerora, the Rav, Maisi Hachacha, the Chia, by Rav, Shadi Gerbodek, the Oi Choy Misasik, Liro Schitzim, Hoyobodik, Adam Abola, Fon of Lahatir Nidro, Vishwa Loy, Im Mishadu Matiroi, Diko Savar, Poischen Becharoto. Okay, so the Yisrael here is, you have two Amoroim, Chia, and Chia Barav, and Rabba, Barav Huna, they did not demand a Pesach. All you need is Shumun Rabbi Sa'adayim Nimchim, Kol Nedarim, Chol Charamais, Ischaratma V'hoin. He said also about Kol Nidrei. It's all you need is now you have an appreciation for the word ischaratna. Ischaratna v'hoin. You only, we pass, and you don't need a Pesach. You never saw my Kol Nidre, where the Bezdin sits down, tell me, tell me, if you would have known A, B, C, D, would you have done this? You don't need that. All you need is ischalatna v'hoin. I have regret. And that is sufficient. Okay.
Now, let me ask you. It's a Pella. The Marshal doesn't tell on that. Well, why was he shooting arrows?
I have trouble learning
why
Rashi.
Why was he shooting arrows?
Why shooting arrows? So it's interesting. According to Rashi, Rashi says it's just an example. According to Rashi, Rashi seems to say this is an example. It just means he was not paying full attention. It doesn't mean he was shooting arrows.
So why would the Gemara use
and according to the Ran, the Ran seems to say that he really was shooting arrows.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit strange. That's what you do in your free time. You shoot arrows. Shooting practice. Shooting practice.
It's like video games.
It's like making videos of animation of you take a picture and you go to, you have an app. Okay, fine. It's not awesome. Now let's go to the Mishnah. It's not awesome. It says in the Mishnah, Mafidim is Ramakim. We have a nice swing. Now you have the kasha. No masha now. This is Dafyomi.
No, but I'm just looking.
Dafyomi on masha. Spell batim. Marshos b'nei Torah, real lamdanim. This is Dafyomi. My height.
Okay, next. Okay.
You go look at the marshos. Look at the marshos. Right. Tanasam. Mefidim. Sorry, I'm just joking with you. You know that. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Tanasam. Mefidim.
How do you know that? According to Rashi, you don't. That just means he was distracted. He was.
Rashi says that it's not to be taken literally.
Where did you see that?
Shaloha yema'ayin kol kach b'neder elo kimoi. Rashi says. You have a little kimoi?
Yeah, I have.
In fact, there's a gimel. It's gimel on the side. Hagoyis.
Yeah.
Nearer the tzorach lema be'oid shohaya. Oisik b'molachtoi. Came he when he was doing his work. That word is added in. Maybe
know,
it was.
I know.
But in the Ran, he doesn't add words. He says, Mamish. He was shooting arrows.
So you have to understand. What
he was
what,
shooting arrows.
Why was he shooting arrows?
From the Ran, it's Mamish. He was Mamish shooting arrows.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a Pella.
Because he's not even allowed to. The whole Shaila, he'll be a hunter.
Choose like Yehuda.
Yeah.
He says, that they asked him to Shaila.
Yeah, can be a hunter.
I'm Tzar Bal Chaim. So he said, because this is his enjoyment. And he's matter it.
To kill innocent creatures.
Because you're doing it for a hobby. You're not just doing it he like. First he says it's not a Yiddish thing.
Oh.
Ace of a Russia was a hunter. But then he's matter him. He says, since you derive pleasure from that, isn't a Pella?
By airplanes, it's a very big thing. Bird strikes. It's a Pella. It's a Sakonis Nefashis.
Bird strikes.
Birds get caught. They get... So they kill the birds. They do all these techniques. They spend the airlines, the airports. They spend millions of dollars. All these different crazy techniques to get rid of the birds. When an airplane takes off, there's a Sakonis Nefashis. Remember that guy, the Miracle on the Hudson? Remember that Maya's Miracle on the Hudson? So there's a double bird strike. They lost both engines. If a bird goes into the engine, that's it. The whole plane can be finished. It was a miracle, right? I don't know. I don't remember his name.
Remember in 1980? I don't know. You're probably very young. At 98, Thurman Munson.
Thurman Munster?
Thurman Munson, the famous ball player.
Where did he die from?
I was in camp. No, a plane crash, no?
I was on a plane, I don't remember.
It was a famous ball player, Thurman Munson. Okay, next. Okay.
Oh, right. It was Mamash a miracle. He brought the plane back. It was a Nace Gully saved everyone's life on that plane.
Well, how long ago?
So they go today and they kill birds for this purpose. They kill all over the world. It's a problem all over the world.
While the plane is flying?
Very dangerous. If birds get in the way and they go into the engine, the whole thing goes chas v'shalom. So the airports, they...
January 15th, 2009.
January, what's today's date?
10th.
But what happened January 15th, there was?
A plane took off, yeah. And there were a lot of birds, and birds went into both engines, both engines were shut down.
And miraculously, he was able to...
And the plane was gliding, and he was miraculously able to go and turn the plane and land in the Hudson.
Oh, I remember that.
Glide
in
the Hudson. The average pilot, probably 99 out of 100 pilots, in his situation, the plane would have crashed, everyone would have died.
This happened recently.
Everyone would have died.
How long this happened? How long ago?
13 years ago.
13 years ago?
Everyone would have died. And he...
US Airways flight 1549.
They made a movie about this, they have this and this, the guns and ice about this, right?
He's able to glide into the Hudson.
And since then, what happened then, you should know. Because of that Maisa that he said in his life, all the airlines all over the world up their game, spend millions and millions of dollars to do things that should never happen again, something like this. And we don't even know how many lives.
So what's the precautions?
They have
bullets coming out of the plane.
All different types of techniques. You name it, they have it. I saw a YouTube video on this. An unbelievable. All this chokhmas they have, they do to go get the birds with sound and cutting out all the nests and everything you can imagine.
And this pilot, how he was technology, able to fly? He wasn't that far away from the Hudson River?
He was. It was a miracle what he did. The average pilot, the plane would have crashed, everyone would have died. He somehow had a chokhmah. He knew.
So that means he's gonna be remembered.
He saved lives. He didn't just save lives. He inspired the whole world to pay attention to this
What's
problem.
What's the name of the pilot? Sullivan.
You have to learn. This is not our sugya. Tanan Hassan. Let's go to our sugya.
Okay.
We're talking about shooting arrows. So we're shooting arrows. Tanan on birds. Tanan Hassan. Who says you're shooting birds in this gemara? Maybe you're shooting stomp target practice. Okay, this you asked the question. Why does the mission discuss the case of Shabbos?
Right.
So here's the answer. This is a beautiful sugya, because as a husband, are you allowed to be made for a neder on Shabbos? Being made for a neder, we said before, is a ma'ase bezdin. It's a ma'ase bezdin. Bezdin is not yoshev on Shabbos. Why not?
But who said? But here you don't need a bezdin.
Let's see. 1 second. It says here the Mishnah: Mefidim ledor b'Shabbos, v'nishalom ledor m'shein l'tzorech Shabbos. You can be made for a neder on Shabbos, and you can be shoyl on a neder, which means Mayfair refers to a husband and wife, father and daughter. And a regular person is not shoyl, is not Mayfair, he's shoyl on the neder. It's a regular
neder. Like what I did earlier. Okay.
Which is Shehein, you only can do this if the neder relates to in Yonei Shabbos Kodesh.
So for example, you made a neder, you're not
going to have food. No, even having good food or even clothing.
Yeah,
now, Mefir Nidorim B'Shabbos, now they had the following Shiloh. Mefir Nidorim B'Shabbos, Litzorach Shabbos, or Dilma Afil Shol Litzorach Shabbos. Over here it says explicitly, Shehein Litzorach Shabbos. So what's the word Shiloh? The Iboilu, Mefir Nidorim B'Shabbos, Litzorach. Now, here's the answer. Now, let me explain. When the Braisa began, it said, there are two different types of Nidorim. This is being made for a neder that refers exclusively man, wife, father, daughter.
Yeah.
And then there is hatodas nedarim, which is sheila, which is everyone else. So it only says shehein litzorech haShabbos.
No, Rashi adds neshalom lechacham. Fine,
to a chacham.
I'm sorry.
When you go to someone
not
else, right?
Yaitis.
Right. When you go to someone else, you go to a chacham. Fine. But here's the point. When it says in this price litzorech Shabbos, it only used the expression shehein litzorech Shabbos regarding everyone else, a regular person coming to be shol on the neder. But when it comes to husband, wife, father, daughter, it didn't differentiate. All it said in the top line, Tanan Hassan.
Oh, I see. That's really nice.
Period.
I got it.
Please elaborate. Is that Litzarech Shabbos or Afilu Shalom Litzarech Shabbos? Only in the second section when it says V'nish'olim L'nedodim. Oh! V'nish'olim L'nedodim. Shehein Litzarech Shabbos. So now the Gemara wants to wait a minute. I bet you make me a little more lumbish. When it says this expression, Shehein Litzarech, is it going back on both?
That's what I would think.
Or is it going back only on the second half?
Right.
That's the Gemara's dilemma. So Iboy Elohu Bifir Nifir Nidorim B'Shabbos Litzarech HaShabbos Adim Afil Shloshach Shabbos Tosh Rosmin D'Raya D'Tani Rav Zuti D'Bei Rav Papi Ein Mifirim Nidorim Elo Litzarech HaShabbos explicitly. When it comes to Hafara, it has to be only Litzarech HaShabbos.
You mean that's how we learned in the Braisa? That's
correct.
That's what it's referring
to. Or maybe there's another Braisa in the Chanan, but in
the
Braisa. Okay, fine, whatever. Braisa, you can't understand something right from the Braisa, but fine, in the Chanan. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, no, I disagree with that. Rav Ashi, he wrote the Gemara. Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara. Rav Ashi says, that's not what it says in the Mishnah. Maybe you want to make a deek in the Braisa, maybe not, but that's not what it says in the Mishnah. It says, hold on, Nodra im Chashecha. What is it now, Mishnah? We learned this only 5 minutes ago. Nodra im Chashecha, if she makes the neder 5 minutes before Shabbos is over during Shalashuddis, Mevilo Achloi Techshach. She could be now the Eomartel, the Tzurcha Shabbos, and Shloi, the Tzurcha Shabbos, Loi, Ma'ir Chashecha, Afilu Besoy Chayoim, even during the day itself, Eino Yochol Ofer. Because it's shaloy. Why does the brayser tell you an example? No more the words. The amar to litzorech haShabbos in shaloy litzorech haShabbos loy my irya choscha. Why does it say choscha that she made the neder? We want to give you an example. What are we trying to do over here? Let's clarify the point here. We want to give an example where the husband is limited. We want to express a hechatimsa of limitation. Limitation, where the husband cannot be made for the neder. Why and how do we make ourselves find such a hechatimsa? Oh, the chumrah is where she makes the neder 5 minutes before Shabbos is over. So now the husband only has 5 minutes left to be made for the nether. Excellent. So we've now been able to show Yesh Lahakel Ulahachmir. Lahakel, she makes the nether Friday night. She has a whole day to be made for her. Lahachmir, he only has 5 minutes left to be made for the nether. Excuse me. If you want to give an example of a chumrah.
You see, Rashi explains.
So say it Friday night. She made the nether Friday night, and the husband is limited. He's limited. He cannot be made because it's shaloi litzarech haShabbos.
Yeah.
Right. So why do you have to jump to hechatimsa of limitation of where there's amount and time wise? If there's a more fundamental limitation of Shabbos, if it's shaloi litzarech haShabbos,
yeah.
The fact that the Mishnah did not give this as an example is an indication that the husband can be mefer nedarim on Shabbos, afilu shaloi l'tzarech haShabbos.
Why? Since it doesn't mention?
It doesn't mention. And
no. No, look what the Rashi says.
Okay, let's see Rashi. Tell me I'm saying something wrong. Look at Rashi.
No, you're saying good, but I'm just saying Rashi explains why.
Let's see Rashi. Rashi dira masl nedarim chashecha. Mashma, afilu nedarim shaloi l'tzarech haShabbos. The mistavra milso, then slash why, hoil since v'nodro b'Shabbos im chashecha, the lav litzurch haShabbos nodra.
Why?
Oh, so he's saying better. See, he's right. I actually, you know, I prepared this Rashi. You're right. You bring my memories. You're right. You got a good point. Because if when a woman makes a neder 5 minutes before Shabbos, what is she making a neder about?
Say, before Shabbos is over.
A whole loop shan the Gemara. She's not making a neder 5 minutes before Shabbos is over. It's not relevant to Shabbos. Because a woman, what do you do 5 minutes before Shabbos? What do you eat? You don't eat. You don't wear clothing. You take off the Shabbos clothing. You don't wear food at that point. So the only type of neder that a person would make 5 minutes before Shabbos is a neder that's shaloi l'tzarech Shabbos. If Shabbos is over in 5 minutes and a woman is making a neder, the neder has nothing to do with Shabbos. Because practically speaking, Shabbos already is over for her. Nachum ol Rashi. Mash, I feel them slow so Shabbos. The Mistaver Milso, Hosens, the Nodder Shabbos, Im Hashech, if she made the Shabbos, the Laval Shabbos Nodra. Dimishum Oine, if the Nedder, what is called the Nedder for Lutzach Shabbos? Food. Food and clothing. The Imishum Oine Gachil of Shtia, Kvar Ochla, Beboy, she already ate during the day. Dimishum Tachshide Shabbos Nodra, and he shied the Lavazman Tachshinhu.
The Shabbos is almost over.
Tarnum Shashech, we give Havshe Tachshide Shabbos. Elevadai. So what kind of neder could a woman have possibly made 5 minutes before Shabbos off? Elevadai. Benodra sheloi litzarech Shabbos kamari. Okitani mefer lo acha techshach. But the amarta shloi litzarech Shabbos ein mafir mishabbos. My ear you did tani the mishahish.
I'm
going to
take an
emar
for shloi litzarech Shabbos.
If you're going to have that shloi that you're not allowed to be mefer.
The mishah only talks about tzarech Shabbos.
So this type of neder. The Amarta Shaloi Litzurcha Shabbos Ein Mefirin B'Shabbos Yinali Mefer My Irya Diktoni Dimisha Hichshich Ein Yochel Lahafer. Why do you tell me? Why do you say that once it gets dark you can't be Mefer? Afilu Kinodu B'Soicha Shabbos Tam Ein Yochel Lahafer Sheze Einoi Litzurcha Shabbos Ela Dimitoni Dimefer Lo Adshe Techshach Shma Mino Dimefirin Afilu Shaloi Litzurcha Shabbos. Let's review the lumnus outside. The lama is outside is, the Mishnah must be discussing a case of a neder shaloi litzorech haShabbos.
Yeah.
How? Because it says she made the neder 5 minutes before Shabbos right. is over. Those types of nedarim are purely nedarim that are shaloi litzorech haShabbos.
Right.
And it says he can be mefer. Period. That's basically it. And he can be Mefer. And if you're going to tell him, because if you're going to go tell him that he cannot be Mefer, these type of Nedarim, then these Nedarim, it doesn't make a difference whether it's 5 minutes before Shabbos, whether it's 10 hours before Shabbos is over. The fact that we are discussing a Neder that is made 5 minutes before Shabbos,
you're
and it
compelled
says
to say,
the husband can be Mefer, it basically has to be Letzorech HaShabbos. Rash a little bit verbose.
No! If it's, it has to be Shleil or Tzorech
right.
HaShabbos.
Right, and what does the Mishnah say that he can be Mefer?
If you're going to say it's only Tzorech HaShabbos.
If it's going to be Tzorech HaShabbos, it can't be, that's the point. He's saying it cannot be a neder that is made 5 minutes before Shabbos is over is only one type of neder. A neder shaloi litzorech Shabbos. If Shabbos is about to come to an end and the woman is making a neder at that moment in time, that has to be the type of neder that she is making is a neder that is shaloi litzorech Shabbos. And yet, what does it say in the Mishnah? The husband can be mefer. Period. That's really all Rashi's saying. Now let's look at Rashi.
If you're saying it's referring to shaloi litzorech Shabbos, why dafkam
right, doesn't make sense. Right, it doesn't. The mitzias of making a neder 5 minutes before Shabbos is a neder that is shaloi litzorech haShabbos. That's what he says, basically. I'm a male. What does it say in the Mishnah that the husband can be mefer? So you learn from this that a husband can be mefer shaloi litzorech haShabbos.
Right.
Now let's see how the Ran explains the Gemara. The Ran says, "Afilu b'soychayim mefiru darim litzorech haShabbos." Ha diketani. Look at the second line from the top. Say like that. Ha diketani l'tzorech haShabbos. Akula masizukah. You know that's going back to the previous. Let's go next round. Next round. Go down one more round. Afilu b'soych hayom nami lo yafid the l'tzorech hu. The kevon dim chashrech nadra. My tzorech Shabbos yeshva for us. El vade afilu shlo l'tzorech meifilo. Lo shes manoyver. Uche diketani shim chashcha. Play hefer shuv in yochel hafer. Uche masim bebuksa dohachtanay. I think he's saying as Rashi. He seems to be saying exactly the same thing as Rashi. Okay, now let's go by. So what's the Gemara's answer? Very simple answer, Kitanoi. Okay, let's get this inside. So the Gemara's maskana is that this is a machloikis tanoim. It is a machloikis tanoim. Can a husband be mefer on Shabbos and then that is shaloi l'tzor Shabbos? In a nutshell, what does I tell you the Gemara's answer? I'm not going to run out of time. And that is, it depends on the machloikis, the Tanakama, and the Zug. The Tanakama says you have until the end of the day. If the husband is not going to be made for the neder before the day is over, he will never, ever be able to make for the neder. So therefore, we're going to be makel, even if it's shaloi litzorech Shabbos, it's either now or never. But if you look like the Zug, who holds that you can be made for the neder for 24 hours, so is it relevant for Shabbos? Do you need to be made for the neder tonight? No, I don't need to be made for the neder tonight, right now. So you'll be made for it mitzvah Shabbos. If you learn that a husband has the right to be over there for 24 hours, part of that 24 hours will occur when Shabbos is over. So if it's not relevant for Shabbos, don't be made for the neder. Don't be mechallel the Shabbos. Don't profane the Shabbos and be made for the neder on Shabbos. Since you can do it, mitzvah Shabbos. So basically, the machloikis tanon that we learned in our Mishnah, when is the cutoff point to be made for neder, is the same machloikis if you can be made for neder on Shabbos, shaloi litzorech Shabbos. It's the same exact machloikis. She made neder shaloi litzorech Shabbos. So there's no emergency to do it now. She doesn't need it for Shabbos. But if it's not now, then never. The window is closing. Is it closing? Well, if you learn b'yom shamoy until the end of the day, the window is closing. If you learn that you have 24 hours, the window is not closing. You have 24 hours. Okay, that's the whole nafkamina. Inside tanoi, hafora asam kol hayom tanakam. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yoyim, Rabbi Yosef, 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 it's now or never. Afilu shaloi l'tzorech haShabbos. Meif. L'mad yom ha'meis l'eis. Oh, 24 hours. What's the emergency? Don't profane the holy Shabbos. L'tzorech Shabbos. Sin shaloi Shabbos loy. Now, next sugya. V'nishan l'dorem shen l'tzorech haShabbos. It says now it's a statement. We taka learned that you can be shoyel. Now we're going to part B. Part B is a chacham, not a husband, not a father. If you're dealing with a regular person, so he can be made for the neder forever. There's no limitation, right? That's what we learned. There's no limitation when it comes to a regular person. There's no time limit. You're not limited by the end of the day. So you cannot, under any condition, be made for the neder on Shabbos if it's shaloi l'tzorcha Shabbos, because you're profaning the Shabbos. Ibayalu. Kishlo hoyelam penai, o dilmo kishoyelam penai. Now, what do we mean by that? It says here, but what are you allowed to be made for on Shabbos? You're allowed to be made for on Shabbos to go to a chacham things that are l'tzorcha Shabbos. What happens if you were lazy? You had plenty of time during the week to go to the chacham and be made for the neder. You're lazy. You know what? Shabbos, a lady could talk. Everyone is home. I'll go take care of my business on Shabbos. You're abusing the Shabbos Kodesh. So maybe in the case where you had tonight, maybe you should not be allowed to abuse the Shabbos. That's the machlokes. Okay, the davening Arvis. Thank you for coming very, very much. Learning with me. You do me a very big favor. If you wouldn't learn with me, I wouldn't learn. So I owe you a very big Yashu. Send me more videos. I love it.
You like those videos? I have a lot of videos.
Send me, please. Send me. I don't mind calling you. Send me more. Yeah, that matter. I love it. I had a really good laugh. Baruch Adonai Baruch. Yeah, dial it now. Bye bye.